Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
John Paul, what's happening, man?
Man, I am excited to be with our audience. We have so many relevant things to be talking about today, and what's happening in Israel is so important right now.
Yeah, it really is. But, you know, first I just want to say, you know, thank you for writing us. Thank you for calling us. You know, I was just talking to a part of our tribe out in Oklahoma.
Yeah, you know, shout out.
Shout out there to what's his nickname he goes by? Kid? Kid Town. And it's exciting to just see, you know, hear from you. We're excited about what you're doing through the White, I think it's called the White Horse Ministry, something like that. Ministering to cowboys in Oklahoma.
Isn't that awesome?
And cowgirls, I guess.
Yes,
you know, both of those. And it's just exciting. We love hearing from you. Your comments, you're writing us, you know, you're leaving messages. Obviously, you know, we can't personally get back with everybody, but over time we do respond to all the correspondents.
We work hard at it. Yes, we do.
We do that. And our whole team does that because we're part of a whole tribe that's going on. But listen, we're going to go right to Israel because Israel is the time clock for the world. And how Israel goes, so goes the church. And so Israel, when you think about Israel, Israel's always in the news because it is a sign from the Lord that, you know, God is, that God is protecting this piece of real estate, very small, 70 miles 60 wide at its widest point, 60 or 70 miles wide. But yet, you know, Iran, you know, we saw our previous administration of our country support Iran. They shifted a, you know, nuclear deal with Iran. They emboldened them. They sent pallets
of pile of cash
that has reportedly now been traced to terrorism, being spent on terrorism. And in that, they just fueled Iran. Well, Iran has been emboldened now, and they've come and taken over Lebanon, according to a colonel, a retired colonel from the Israeli Defense Force. And they're trying to take over Syria. They're trying to take over Iraq. And they're trying to build a bridge to the Golan Heights, is what they're trying to do. So imagine this. This is your enemies wanting to destroy you. They're constantly shouting death to you, death to America, death to Israel. And a drone starts flying over your house.
Their drone.
That's right. A drone that was launched by, well, you don't know at first, but it's just this drone flying over. And you find out it's actually a drone that Iran launched from Syria, just north of your border. It's like Canada launching a drone over America or whatever's north of your country. And a drone is flying over your small little country, 70 miles wide at the widest point. It could have anything on it. Well, they responded, of course, the Israeli Air Force responded immediately, and they shot it down with one of their helicopters, but they went to go to the attack spot where they launched this drone to shoot it.
A mobile platform they had somewhere.
Yeah, well, they did have they launched that drone from it, so they went to go shoot it out with the Israeli Air Force aircraft, and they launched everything they had, you know, surface-to-air missiles to be able to hit that American-made Israeli Air Force aircraft, and they took it down. It landed over the people in Israel and Syria. I mean, it was just tragic. This is what took place right now. As a matter of fact, take a look.
The incident began when Iran sent an unmanned aerial vehicle, or UAV, into Israeli airspace that an Israeli spokesman called a severe violation of Israeli sovereignty. Israel destroyed the drone and then countered with an airstrike on the command center that launched the UAV. During Israel's attack, Syria launched at least 20 anti-aircraft missiles and downed an F-16. It marked the first time in more than 30 years an Israeli plane was shot down by enemy fire. The pilot suffered serious wounds and was airlifted to a hospital. Israel then launched a second large-scale attack. It struck 12 targets inside Syria, including four Iranian installations.
So they came back and struck four Iranian installations, but you're looking at, you know, imagine that over your neighborhood. I mean, you know, Pat and I were there in Israel, we're in Tiberias, which is on a mountain, you're right close to the Golan Heights, actually, and Galilee, and we're supposed to do the prayer watch, you know, and it's upstairs at the very top, and we're kind of dragging our feet, eating this food.
Dragging your feet? Oh,
yes, you know, I don't know why. Probably Pat was just, you know. Anyway,
so
and all of a sudden, no, we're on the back balcony overlooking the Galilee. It's beautiful, you know. And two Israeli Air Force jets, it feels like they flew 10 foot over our head. I mean, they just went whoosh.
Wow.
Because they're constantly patrolling over Israel. And of course, immediately we're like, we're going to the prayer room, right? Well,
yeah.
So one of those jets like that was going to retaliate against the Iranian-Syrian launched area where they launched the drone. And I can imagine that taking place, moving at a high rate of speed. But then they launched everything that they could against that American-made Israeli Air Force aircraft, and they shot it down. It literally landed in your neighborhood. Sirens are going off. And this is a major attack. You know, that's apple of God's eye. And Israel, one thing about Israeli Defense Force, you know, what's our field reporter in
Nafetali.
Nafetali, you know, he's served in the Israeli Defense Force, and he talks about it, that the only thing the IDF ever does is defend themselves. They never
retaliate.
Start a war. No. They never go out.
They retaliate, but
they don't go out and take territory. They're just defending themselves. Well, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, John, he's the Prime Minister of Israel. An amazing
the
man.
Lion of Israel.
The Lion of Israel. Keep him in office.
Yes. Do whatever you have to do. Keep him there.
And so, you know, he stands up and he says, listen, we're going to do whatever it takes to maintain our sovereignty. We know this is Iran doing this. And remember everything was happening in the previous administration and our president. We're going to talk about where does the State Department stand now. We'll find out in a minute.
I think this is so important because when you're looking at Israel and you're looking at these countries, I've been to Israel as well. And it's literally, I mean, I was standing in Israel looking at the Lebanon border.
Yeah.
I mean, you can literally throw a rock and hit Lebanon. I mean, it's that close. So you only have seconds to respond to any form of aggression.
Even if that, and some of the buildings are still there from 1967, so you see all the bullet holes in them. And it's just always, but listen, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, the Prime Minister of Israel, stood up and declared, we're going to protect our sovereignty. We know what's going on. As a matter of fact, check it out.
I've been warning for some time about the dangers of Iran's military entrenchment in Syria. Iran seeks to use Syrian territory to attack Israel for its professed goal of destroying Israel. This morning, Iran brazenly violated Israel's sovereignty. They dispatched an Iranian drone from Syrian territory into Israel, and this demonstrates that our warnings were 100% correct. Israel holds Iran and its Syrian host responsible for today's aggression. We will continue to do whatever is necessary to protect our sovereignty and our security.
You have to. When you're that small, either way, your own country, you have a right to protect yourself.
That's right.
And that is so important. So he understands what's going on. They're very, and they have high intelligence with their corporations and their company and their defense force. It's amazing what they do. You can find you can find a lot about them in their social media, Twitter, YouTube channel.
They're excellent communicators.
We were talking about what took place in an affront, almost could have been an attack. It was an attack eventually when they went back to respond and shot down an Israeli Air Force aircraft, which is an American-made aircraft that we sold to them. And who did it? Iran did it, but they're working through a proxy, working through Syria. And I want to show you the timeline.
John, Syria should be behaving right about now because they almost lost their country. And
right.
To allow Iran to do that, they're really putting themselves on the enemy side of Israel and as well as the United States.
It's been more people killed in Syria.
Over 100,000 people killed there.
I think it's even more than that.
Oh.
I think it's even more than that. And it's you know, dictators. And so we're looking at how, you know, Iran through Syria launched this drone coming over Israel. Israel takes it out. They go to take out what launched the drone in Syria. Then they attack the aircraft and shoot down the aircraft. We just showed that in the previous part of our program. But, you know, we heard Bibi stand up. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says, we're going to take care of ourselves
and
defend ourselves. But let's go over this timeline right here.
All right. Well, at 4:25.
And this is the timeline of how it all went about, when the drone came, when they fired back, when the aircraft went back.
How quickly it happened, too.
Yeah, this is so important because it can happen in a blink of an eye.
That's
a war. This is things that cause wars.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
4:25, the IDF intercepts an Iranian UAV with an IAF attack, which is, you know, an Israeli Air Force attack helicopter. And it happened at 4:25. At 5:34, an Israeli Air Force fighter jets, they attack Iranian targets in Syria. 6 o'clock, which is, you know, less than 30 minutes, you know, from that time, during that attack, a number of anti-aircraft missiles were launched at the Israeli Air Force aircraft, and one of the jets was hit.
That's when we saw the jet come
down.
Yeah.
The pilots evacuated the aircraft according to procedure and landed in Israeli territory.
He's actually in the hospital and severely injured, but made it through it.
Mm-hmm. Praise God. 8:45, an Israeli Air Force fighter jets carries out a large-scale attack against the Syrian aerial defense array and additional Iranian targets in Israel. I mean, actually in Syria. And then at 8:55 during the attack, a number of anti-aircraft missiles were launched at IAF fighter jets. That's Israeli Air Force jets. As a result, sirens sounded in northern Israel, and the attacks were completely successful.
And that's what we're saying. Yeah, they heard this explosion. You don't know what's going on. They didn't realize it was an attack, and that and so they go out and find out that one of their own Israeli Air Force aircraft's laying in your neighborhood, busted to pieces. And they're hearing the siren going off. You think you're, you know, under attack, because they're always, these missiles are always being fired into Israel. And that's the time. Like 4.5 hours, maybe. I mean, your whole destiny can change in four. You know, World War One was started by one particular domino that happened. Was the Ferdinand?
Yeah, Duke,
Ferdinand moment.
They call it the Ferdinand moment.
Ferdinand moment, but it was just one prince basically being killed, and that just kind of started a whole thing. And then a lot of things have been trying to get the world at war.
Yeah.
You know, they're pushing.
There's been a lot of those Ferdinand moments from that time till now.
It's just been
unlimited.
So that theory does not work anymore. You know, but God. So the question is, you know, okay, all this is going on. We know all these countries that come against Israel. But now we have a president and we have an administration that locks in step with the heart of America and Americans that say, you know, we're for Israel.
Mm-hmm.
And he's friends and tight with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, and he's like a defender of Israel. But the question is, what did the State Department, that would be our you know, Rex Tillerson and all those guys, the Secretary of State, what did they say? How are we stand? Are we standing with Israel? Let's find out what the State Department said about this. Can Israel defend itself when it's under attack like this?
After the incident, the U.S. State Department said Iran's ambition to project its power and dominance places all of the people in the region at risk. And the U.S. Defense Department said Israel is our closest security partner in the region, and we fully support Israel's inherent right to defend itself.
So you're looking at so important.
Wow.
That is so important when you're looking at the fact that, because the previous administration just kind of turned their eye.
Well, constantly throwing them under the bus. I mean, it was would blame them for being attacked.
Well, I remember Secretary of State took Hillary's place, Hillary Clinton's place.
Oh, John Kerry.
John Kerry, he went over and met with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. He says, they threatened to have another intifada, an uprising.
Yes.
Do you really want this? And then he responds by, we're doing great. Why would we even want that? But it's like, why would you even threaten that? And so you're seeing that. So when you see this intifada, you see these people running. We had a rabbi was just stabbed to death on the side of the road while he was waiting to be able to catch a bus in Israel.
Stay tuned because we'll bring it to
29
you.
29 years old. And that's when you see this, you know, talking about intifada. That's what they're talking about.
Yeah.
So I want to ask you this question. You know, where are you in the context of this, you know, as a loyal democracy in the Middle East? The only one that's there that's that loyal is Israel. And we're friends. We've been friends since the beginning of their launch in 1948. You know, it was Harry Truman that signed the paperwork to be able to say, you know, it's going to become a nation and the weight of America is going to stand behind it. That's why he actually got in office a second time. He thought he was going to lose. The papers printed he's going to lose. And it happened. What happened then happened again. They thought this president was going to lose. And that, guess what? Because he stood with Israel. I mean, it's so important how we're standing with Israel, but where do you stand? We want to hear positive things from our community. We, you know, we see people coming that have negative viewpoints, but you're looking at a small population who is blessing the world with their inventions through technology, through agriculture, through medicine.
Yes, absolutely.
I mean, just so many different ways. We had that on our program and talked about it. They're being blessed to be a blessing the way that God said. But I want to hear about you. How have you been blessed by Israel? Are you connected? How are you responding? We want to hear your thoughts towards what would it be like if you were, you know, in your house or at your work and all of a sudden this drone, quote, innocent drone, how many people have drones flying over their houses today in America? And it could be carrying anthrax. It could be carrying nuclear material. It could be spying.
I mean, it could be weaponized.
It could be weaponized in any way. And we saw, you know, we had drones on our program that we showed you that literally can carry a physical
gun
and it can fire off, you know, bullets. We had another particular program that showed where it could have a projectile and it could facially recognize a particular person and go right to that person and take that person out and literally fire a shot from that little miniature drone to take them out and tell me that Iran doesn't want to use that kind of technology to come and find one particular person or general or something inside of Israel. So we want to hear your viewpoints on that. This is why we have to pray for Israel too. Pray for the protection of Israel. God's going to protect it. He's looking for us to pray and ask him to protect it. But we want to hear your comments. You know, comment below, write us, call us. We'd love to be able to hear from you. It's a community we call, you know, we're a tribe kind of walking together for our commander in chief, you know, Jesus Christ. We're talking about what's taking place in Israel, and here's Iran working its way through a proxy situation in Syria, launching this drone and then an eventual attack on the Israel Air Force. While all that's going on, they're acting like nothing happened. Yeah. They're celebrating 39 years of the revolution that took place during the Iranian crisis that we talk about, where Ayatollah took power. But they're also saying, listen, death to America, death to Israel. I mean, this is what they do. And let's look at what they're doing. This is what they were doing simultaneously while that pilot is having to parachute out of his aircraft after shooting it down. Take a look.
In Tehran, Iran downplayed its involvement, while hundreds of thousands of Iranians celebrated the 39th anniversary of the Iranian Revolution. They shouted death to Israel and death to America and displayed a number of ballistic missiles. One Israeli expert said Iran is determined to build Syria into an Iranian military base, while Israel is determined to stop it.
This is, you know, at the same time, Iran is unveiling new homemade nuclear capabilities and ballistic missiles aimed at massive war attack on their what they call their enemies, which is basically everybody, but Israel and America. As a matter of fact, John, read up what's happening right there.
Yes, listen, Iran unveiled a series of new homemade nuclear capable ballistic missiles during their military parades held over the weekend. A move that experts view as a bid to bolster hardline ruling regime as dissidents continue efforts to stir protests. On the heels of an encounter between an Iranian drone and Israeli forces, Iranian military leaders rolled out the latest ballistic missile technology, which includes a nuclear-capable medium-range missile that appears to share similarities with North Korean technology, according to experts. The missiles are capable of reaching Israel even when fired from Iranian territory, raising concerns about an impending conflict between Tehran and the Jewish state that could further inflame the region. Iranian military leaders brag the ballistic missiles can be launched from mobile platforms or silos in different positions and can escape missile defense shields due to their radar evading capability. This is all according to reports in Iranian state-controlled media.
Yeah.
This is nuts.
You got to see this. I want you to see this particular aspect of how far away really the enemy is to Israel. Let's take a look over here. Now, this is Iran, as you're seeing right here. Now, it's actually 660 miles from Iran to Israel. And you think about, you know, we're always talking about the threat and the missiles that you just saw taking place. But you have to understand, they've already taken over Lebanon. And you're looking, it's not 666 miles, it's 164 feet right over. And I've been on this line, John and Pat and myself have been on this line. There's just like your neighborhood that close. You're looking at this small nation and they're coming in and flying a drone over the Israel and having to shoot it down. And it's just amazing what's taking place and how we have to really, really think about what we're doing in the context of this. As a matter of fact, this Lieutenant General Marco Marino, he's retired, talks about their goal is for the Golan Heights. Take a look.
Lebanon is, they own Lebanon. Iraq, it's on its way. Syria, not yet, but it will happen. It's a strategic decision that the Iranian took to open a front with us in the Golan Heights. I think 2018 will be very important for us to deal with this problem.
Yeah, it's
So you're looking at their ultimate goal is for the Golan Heights. The Golan Heights, it's like having a mountain right next to you.
Yeah.
And they're saying, we want this high mountain over you so we can fire rockets down on you.
From our own position, because they would have the Golan Heights. They wouldn't even have to invade.
I want to encourage you, you know, as part of our community and our tribe, you know, all the things that you pray for, begin, you know, just pray for Israel. Pray for, I mean, God says, this is what he says, if you if you love Israel, if you protect Israel, if you pray for Israel, God's going to bless you. Mm. I mean, you're going to get the blessings of God. I mean, you want the blessings of God in your life. And notice this. Notice, and you see this, John, everybody that comes against Israel, their economy's crashing, their society's crashing. There's a whole bunch of legalism and religious chaos, and people are being oppressed. And it's just, but yet when you bless Israel, God blesses you.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just a simple, just
logical
thing.
Look what's happening to America right now.
I mean, yes, we shifted.
Major shift that has occurred.
Yeah.
And it's between the sheep and the goats nation. America became a sheep nation now.
Yes.
And it's really a good thing. And we want to encourage you. Listen, if you get the chance to go to Israel, it's one of the safest places you can go. Despite what you just saw, I felt more safe in Israel than I did in New York City.
Yeah.
And go there. But if you can't physically go there, buy something from Israel. Today we have technology. We have websites that you can go and invest in this wonderful country and a great people.
And you're right. I mean, they're great folks, you know, and it's just, you know, the media outside of, you know, VFNKB, they portray Israel as being something they're not.
Yeah.
But it's just a beautiful place. You get a chance also, if you're a believer, to be able to go to the places of the Bible and experience those different aspects of what's going on. And I encourage you to stay at kibbutzes. You know, you said, first of all, I want to say this because we're about to come to an end, about sheep and goats. This is what the Word of God says. It says, God's going to judge the earth on what you did to Israel.
Mm-hmm.
And there'll be people on his right hand, people on his left hand. The people on the right hand are called sheep nations, and the people on his left hand are goat nations. And the only thing that separates you, what John's talking about, from a sheep and a goat, is what did you think about Israel? What was in your heart about Israel? Did you believe what God said about Israel? So it's important. Don't just put it on the back burner.
That's right.
You know, we want to hear your thoughts about that. You know, is your nation, do you think your nation's a sheep nation? Do you think it's a goat nation? Do they stand for Israel? And listen, God's going to judge you individually. You're not like tied into your leader.
To your nation. The other thing too is that, you know, this is the Iranian government, not the Iranian people.
There is a revival going on in
Iran right now. So make sure that you separate the two. It's so important.
We got to close out in prayer. But listen, we want to give a big shout out to all of our brothers and sisters in Iran.
Yes.
We are so excited about what God's doing in your life. We've seen the baptisms. We've seen all the things that are taking place. And you guys are just making our hearts proud, you know, of what you're doing, because we're all one family
in
Christ Jesus. I want to pray with you right now. And talk to us, you know, from Iran. If you got to post something and ask us to take it down, because we can repost it again, you know, differently. But just comment below. Call us, email us. We want to hear from you. Father God, I just pray right now for our community, for our tribe. I just speak a blessing. I just decree safety. I decree third or great awakening. Ooh. I decree that abortion is ending in America. And I decree that revival is coming. Just as you said, the 10th month has arrived, God, and it is here. It is time. And we just decree it even so in Jesus' name. God bless.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFNTV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.